gotta get up.
Sunny 101.5, it's 5:34. The Jack and Tracy Show.
Morning.
All right. We have Tell Me Something Good, Go Figures, and Radio Paparazzi. All of that on one show. I just don't understand how you can get that much entertainment in there, but I've already told you we're going to do it, so now I got to come through. So here we go. This is Sunny 101.5. Good morning.
Sunny 101.5.
Love you.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Oh, yeah. 7:41. Just got to... It really is not bad. It's pretty good, but I still have to make a joke about it. The coffee out of the break room. You know, as it's brewing, you know, the machine's going, your freshly brewed coffee is on the way. Yeah, your freshly brewed coffee. The packets have been sitting in there since, you know, 2019. But your freshly brewed coffee is on its way. But actually, it's not that bad. No, I've had a lot worse. That would make a great commercial, wouldn't it? Your coffee. You've had a lot worse. Okay, now here's my life hack, and this is a good one. Especially if you work in customer service, pay attention. Right here. Pay attention. Because this is huge. If you're working in customer service, try putting a mirror behind you. Studies show that people are much less likely to be angry and argue when they see themselves. Huh? Did I tell you that was a good one? Get yourself a mirror. Put it behind you. There you go.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a little bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:52, and time for Go Figure. Yes, it's another lottery story, because you know, I always get a lot of happiness. I find my, personal happiness when someone else wins a serious amount of money. But this one takes it yet to another level. Yes, yeah, there's a level right here where you win the money, but we're going to take it to another level where it's ridiculous. The owners of a Massachusetts store returned a $1 million winning lottery ticket to a customer who had thought it was a losing ticket and asked for it to be thrown away. Did you hear what I just said? Are you listening to me? Leah Rose Fiega of Springfield claimed a $1 million prize from the Massachusetts State Lottery, but she nearly missed out on the jackpot after confusing her Diamond Million scratch-off ticket for a losing one. Okay, all right. This is where the happiness comes in. All right. The owners at the Lucky Stop store in Southwick said Fiega scratched a ticket off while still inside the store and handed it to one of the workers there, asking her to throw it away. Would you be kind enough to throw this away? The ticket was placed on a stack behind the counter where it remained for 10 days before they decided to scan the pile of supposed losing tickets. They discovered the ticket hadn't been completely scratched off. And when it was completely scratched off, they discovered a $1 million prize. So, they agreed the ticket should be returned to Fiega, who is a regular customer and a well-known to the family, so they kind of know her, they kind of felt. As soon as she came in, I handed her the $1 million ticket, and she freaked out and cried out like a baby. She sat down on the floor right there. Would you do that? I'm asking you. Not you there. Yeah, you driving to work right now. You listening. Would you do that? If you found that ticket, because all they had to do was take that ticket and just give it to a friend. Okay, that you cash it in, and I want you take some of this. You take some of this. What would you do? Would you be that honest? No, you don't tell me. Don't tell me you would do that. Okay, I believe you. Unbelievable. It's not great enough to win $1 million, but I want you to actually throw it away and then return it to me. Because I'm not lucky enough to win $1 million. I want to take it to another level where I can actually throw it out and you find it for me. And
lately, I've been losing sleep.
Go figure.
Dreaming about.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, it's 9 minutes past eight. Jack here. And tell me something good. And you can check it out for yourself. This is definitely a tell me something good story. It's just, it's a video going just wild, an internet video of a gorilla. Yes, a gorilla and a human bonding over their babies at Boston's Franklin Park Zoo. Can you believe that? In the heart-melting clip, Kiki the gorilla is seen gazing at and attempting to pet Emelina Austin's sleeping newborn son, Canyon. I like that name. It's through the glass of her exhibit, of course. But it was so sweet. For well over 5 minutes, she just sat there watching him and staring at him so lovingly. Yeah. I tell you something, Jeff. You know, a gorilla's got loving eyes, dog eyes. Wait a minute. No, it's a shark. I'm sorry. I'm getting my stories mixed up. It all made sense to Austin when Kiki, a mother of five, brought her own son, 7-month-old Pablo, to see Canyon. Her face was just so in love. She was showing her baby, my baby. You could see the emotion in her eyes. Pablo's dad is letting Kiki run the show for now. Mm-hmm. He's trying to touch the baby, but he hasn't yet. He's being very careful because when Kiki was pregnant, she was diagnosed with a problem that she had to have a C-section. Yes. And we had to separate them for a couple of days as Kiki recovered. There's always a bit nerve-wracking, a little bit there, but Kiki took right up and started nursing again. And it's a pretty incredible story. So she's nursing her babies and watching yet a human baby with loving eyes. And you know about those gorillas' eyes. Loving as a duck. No, that's a shark. I'm sorry.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
You're listening to the station that's been voted number one again for playing the most music while you work. More Sunny Music is next. All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
8:22. Oh, I love these stories. Let's just start right with the hottest one, right? The biggie. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. Mm-hmm. Now, they have yet to confirm a relationship. She managed to get him to visit her in Miami. The two were spotted getting a workout in a gym in Miami Beach. Okay? All right. Now, according to an insider, they're both working out separately with different trainers. While they exercised apart, an eyewitness said they were affectionate and looking very much in love. You know, these paparazzi people get me, man. I mean, I understand that. I guess that's your job. That's you know, the job that you chose to do. But going around and just watching every movie, I mean, you know, I got
a little creepy.
Yeah, I have to say. I have to say.
Yeah, a little creepy.
Well, but that's what they do. And, you know, and they're making money doing it, so. But anyway, back to Jennifer and Ben. So, one report had them kissing between sets. You just, hey, honey, can we just quit this working out and just kiss? Come on. I don't want to work out no more. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. The whole time someone's watching. Oh, look at that, man. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, look at that. Wait till I write this stuff down. Get this. Some Eagle Eye Twitter user noted that Ben was wearing the same watch J-Lo gave him when they originally dated. Oh, if that doesn't say it, I don't know what does. I'll leave it at that, okay? You make up your own little stories, but... Here's another great story. Now, this one is, it's one thing being famous. It's another thing for your kids to know. At least that's the way Emily Blunt sees it. She and John Krasinski never talk about their celebrity status at home with their daughters, 7-year-old Hazel and 4-year-old Violet. But one day Hazel came in and asked, Are you famous? What? Are you famous? Well, since neither John or Emily ever bring it up, it kind of caught her off guard. Someone at school had clearly said, she said, I was like, not really. I don't think I am. Did someone say that to you, Hayes? She calls her Hayes, yeah. She said, yeah, but then she wouldn't divulge much more, you know. But it's weird. It's just weird. I don't want my kids to feel any more important or special or that there's a glare on them than any other kids, Emily explained. If they can remain oblivious for the longest time, I'd be thrilled. Well, I tell you what, that I'm more of a fan now than I've ever been. That's fantastic. Emily Blunt. And I've always been a John Krasinski fan since The Office. As a matter of fact, I got a little inside story about John Krasinski.
Yeah, a little creepy.
No, it's not creepy. He shared this. He actually shared this, and it's hilarious. It's hilarious. John Krasinski spent his quarantine enjoying different snacks, which probably a lot of us did, but it was one unusual addition that his wife, Emily, wasn't thrilled about.
What would that be?
Celebrity couples who prove that love isn't dead. Here we go. I got addicted to weird things, Krasinski said. He revealed during an appearance on The Late Show on Thursday, May 20th. I was addicted to popcorn. Yes, my kids had microwave movie popcorn for something, and they loved it. And then just slowly the time started getting earlier and earlier. That's how it starts. That's how it starts. Like 9 in the morning at breakfast, I was like, hey, anybody want any popcorn? What's a popcorn? It's 9 in the morning, Dad. Yeah. What's a popcorn? While the snack was good bonding moments, of course, with his children, there was one person who wasn't a fan. And that was Emily. Emily was like, John, we need to talk to me. I think it's time for you to cool it on the popcorn, okay? You got to stop microwaving popcorn at 9 in the morning. So, I mean, there's a lot of things you could be doing, but let's going to stop that, okay? I can just hear you doing that. And John, all right, no more popcorn at 9 in the morning. That is hilarious. And speaking of hilarious, Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul, they partied so hard in Florida. I know you're going to find this tough to believe, but they partied so hard in Florida this weekend, folks thought that they had body doubles. They couldn't possibly keep it up. They hit up a bunch of events at Miami South Beach Wine and Food Festival. Let's see. They stopped by the soon-to-be-open Mezcal Lounge where they shook up some cocktails and venues like Turnberry Resort and Swan and literally five other places. Five places, and the festival also featured big food industry names, too, like Martha Stewart and Bobby Flay. But no one could figure out how they could get places in one weekend. But they did it. They did it. How about that? All right. Birthdays on this May 25th. I'd love that popcorn story. We need to talk. I got popcorn in the microwave running. Can we talk? We need to talk. The guy who says this.
Yeah, a little creepy.
Yeah, Mike Myers is 58 today on this 25th of May. This guy, Killian Murphy, he plays a great bad guy. I've seen him in more than one movie. Killian Murphy is 45. I don't know. Ian McKellen is 82. And I think that's about it. That's about it of the people that I really know, to be honest with you. That's it on this 25th of May. Happy birthday.